were very sorry about what happened, that in a single day, two journalists, you know, were murdered in Mogadishu. At the same time, one of the murderers, for example, one journalist was Mahmoud Ali Yarrow, who is nicknamed Bonesta, who was working for a local broadcast radio station called Radio Hamar, Voice of Democracy. And he was the radio correspondent of Nairobi. And he came to Mogadishu to visit his mom, who was sick. He was hit by a stray bullet on the head while he was watching a soccer game at Taufik neighborhood on Sunday afternoon. On Sunday morning, a militias armed with pistols, actually witnesses told Nusoj that three gunmen, two of whom were dressed like school children, shot dead Yusuf Ali Osman, who was one of the directors of the Ministry of Information, Broadcasting and Telecommunication, and at the same time, a veteran journalist who has been in the media sector for more than 30 years. We were angry about this continued attacks of the media people.
Are these two incidents, are they related?
Actually, no. The two incidences took place in different neighborhoods. One is, you know, the Kenley neighborhood, and one is Taufik neighborhood, but they are not related, actually. They are different cases.
Why do you think this happened?
As a union, we are very appalled by all this, what is going on. We strongly condemn the what is going on and the continuous murders of the journalists and the media workers in Somalia, especially in Mogadishu, at this critical time. We believe this is happening because, you know, the country is in transition. So far, you know, 9 journalists and media workers were killed in Somalia. No one has been brought to court. We do have concern is that the criminals who are doing all these actions have still, you know, some freedom, and they're still able to kill other journalists and media workers within Mogadishu. Nobody is doing anything at all.
Has anyone claimed responsibility for these two attacks that occurred yesterday?
The morning attack of Yusuf Ali Osman, possibly the Shabab who have claimed the responsibility for that. But the other, the attack, which happened in late afternoon at Taufik neighborhood, the bullet that hit the journalist from the head is from inner fighting between government forces, not outside government forces, but it is from a government bullet that hit that journalist on the head. But it was somehow he was at the playground and he was watching a soccer game while, you know, there was some firefight outside the soccer the playground that hit him on the head as a stray bullet. That was somehow an accidental.
How will this affect the way you all conduct your journalism there?
Actually, the journalism here is getting harder and harder every day, and journalists are intimidated, killed, and threatened. Most of the Somali journalists, you know, are having great risks in reporting the news to the world as well as to the community. You know, it is terrible to be a journalist in Somalia. At the same time, we still strive to continue our profession, and we will not be intimidated, you know, by these horrible attacks and continued murders of the journalists. And we will continue to focus on and search and advocate, you know, how and the best possible way that justice can be found for the murdered journalists.
What type of investigation is going on at this time?
So far, 9 journalists and media workers were killed only this year. No one has been brought to court, and there was no any regular, you know, viable investigations that took place in connection with the murders that took place. And we will continue our lobby within the government, within the international community, within the Somali civil society organizations. And I hope that we will succeed our mission, and finally justice will be found, and everyone will be accountable for what he has done.